Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Lawrence Holmes. I'm here until 2 o'clock. This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, let's welcome in the Cubs manager, David Ross.
This is the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
My expectation is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group.
World Series hero.
And now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ross. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Cubs manager, David Ross, joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cubs and White Sox tonight over on the north side, and we've got Rossi here on the Score. Rossi, what's good, man?
Good morning, Lawrence. How we doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. Do you think you're going to play baseball tonight?
I think so. I just got a weather update from our guy. It looks like things will, the heavy stuff's out of range, and maybe some light showers, but it's going to be a little cold, a little windy, and hopefully we get it in.
When you have a day like this where the weather's kind of up in the air, what's the approach to keeping guys ready and on schedule?
Today it's nice when you kind of see it coming and know the weather's going to be bad. We cancel batting practice, let them come in a little bit later, let them spend time with their family. We had a nice off day yesterday. Coming back from Milwaukee, a nice win, beating Corbin Burns, and we know how good he is. So guys played good 2 days ago, and, enjoying that off day and just extending it, giving them a little bit of time, more time at home in the morning to do what they need to do to have their own personal downtime, just coming a little bit later when batting practice is canceled and knowing the field's going to be a little the tarp's going to be on and going to be a little wet.
Do you think about some of that stuff, like all the early days that you spent – like in clubhouses and where maybe you didn't necessarily need to spend that time there and that those hours could have been spent like hanging out with your kids or doing crossword puzzles or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much. I mean, you want the clubhouse, you want your work environment to be one that guys want to come to and hang out. I think the thing with the rain and some of the weather issues, it's just miserable outside. We've got so much technology and, facilities indoors, whether the beautiful weight room or cages or the pitching mounds and the bullpen and the players lounge and cafeteria, just really nice areas, the training room, obviously. All those things are super up to date, and we've got some great technology in there that the guys can monopolize their time efficiently in there. But the other thing is, like, you just don't, you know, even as a manager and coach, you sit around a lot of times and the weather's bad and you've done all your homework, you feel prepared, you feel ready, you just sit around and either play cards or eat constantly or just get tired sitting around. So we don't want those guys doing too much of that if we can avoid it.
This is a weird question, but I mean, I guess all of us are, especially those of us that are in Chicago, are dealing with it. And you guys had a trip to Atlanta, which was good weather down there. But this has been about the strangest April that I've ever seen, and I've lived my whole life in Chicago. The sun is something that usually brings energy to people. So is it something that you have to keep in mind with players where they're playing on these gloomy days and gloomy nights?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to ever make excuses, but you also have to understand, I feel like the last homestand just was, other than that 21 run night we had, was a beautiful day at Wrigley. Some of the nicest weather we probably had all season. You know, you can get over just playing constantly in this nasty weather. You know, it's part of the job. Guys go out and they compete really hard. But yeah, you take that in consideration and understand every once in a while, well, you know, take it out of their hands, hit indoors, try to, like I said, show up a little bit later. We are not exposed to those elements all day.
Watching Marcus Stroman in his last two starts, like he's been phenomenal. And I know that he had said there were a couple of things mechanically that he didn't like. What has he done in these last two starts that he hadn't done in the starts previous?
I think it's just a consistency of ramping up, to be honest. The shortened spring training, I don't want to beat that to death, but, you know, he probably had another two starts in spring on a normal schedule. So you're a little bit not as built up and finding your rhythm in competition. I thought, you know, the ball was moving all over the place. He just didn't have his command quite yet. And he started to lock that in Atlanta, and you saw some spurts of one inning it would be there, one inning it wouldn't, whether it's against the Pirates or whenever he would start early on. And then you start to find that rhythm. You have a little bit of success, and you start to get out there and compete and be in that mode constantly. You see a performance, which I think he expects, we expect, from him that we got on Sunday in Milwaukee.
He's talked about pitch mix too, and I noticed that in the last start he threw more sliders than sinkers. When you have a pitcher that has a variety of different pitches, and you've dealt with all sorts of pitchers as their catcher, when do you know as a catcher if a guy has command? Is it as early as the bullpen, or is the bullpen something you don't even take into account when you're out there catching a guy on what pitch he's got command of that day?
I think you just continue to follow the trends, right? You want to the bullpen's going to give you an indication of what they feel good at, you know, whether they've got fastball command of the pen. I feel like the bullpen is like a batting practice. You can feel really good in batting practice as a hitter, or you can feel really crappy as a hitter. That doesn't indicate how your day is going to go when you get into competition, but it gives you a sense of like where you're at that day, and are you working on something, or are you just kind of free and easy? But the bullpen is just a little bit of a precursor to what you're going to kind of pay attention to once you get out there. If your pitcher can't land the off-speed stuff for strikes, you've got to try to hide the fastball, manipulate the fastball, and maybe you throw the off-speed stuff for chase. But if they're landing the secondary pitches for strikes and don't have command of the fastball, then you spray the fastball around a little bit, take it up, take it off the corners a little bit, maybe set up a little bit off the plate, and then you can get back into the count at any time if you feel like that stuff is still working in game. So it's all about just paying attention to each individual pitch and the confidence they have. And the great thing about Stro is that you know, he's a veteran pitcher and knows what he wants to do. So the pitcher will also tell you a lot, like what they want to do or what they feel good with when they get into even counts, maybe a 2-2 count, 3-2 count. They start to get into certain counts, and they'll shake to the pitch that they feel most comfortable with that day. That starts to give you an indication as well.
How have your guys done with pitch comm so far?
I thought it's been a success. I mean, we still got a mixture of guys that are coming with it, using it. It seems to be a nice rhythm for guys. I think Kyle finally used it last start, where only at second base. Everybody seems to be adjusting to it. Some guys like it, some guys don't, but I think it's there and a great option, and you don't have that theory of, you know, the guy at second knows what's coming, and there seems to be a nice pace to the game to the guys that are using it.
Kyle is scheduled to pitch tomorrow against Lucas Giolito. He said that he's struggling to find rhythm. What's happening to him in those moments when he can't find rhythm?
The thing that I think that he talks about the most and that we see from the side is the ball gets just a little bit flat. When he's got angle and the sinker's sinking down underneath rather than running across the zone, you just got more room for error, and you don't have to be so fine. And then, you know, there's a couple of the balls when they do get up, guys put better swings on it, and the ball gets in the air. He's a ground ball pitcher. His last start didn't get a lot of balls on the ground. When he's right, he's getting the balls on the ground and getting guys to chase underneath. That's his strength. So just a couple of those things. You know, he's had some really good starts. I think there's, you know, probably more positives than negatives, but we want to make sure when we do have one of those days where he doesn't feel quite as good and the ball's flattening out, we need to kind of adjust off that a lot sooner than we've done so far.
Pretty dope to have Suzuki show up and end up being Rookie of the Month for April. How would you describe that first month for him?
It's been great. I mean, he started off on fire, obviously, National League Player of the Week, and then Rookie of the Month. I mean, this guy is a hard worker. He's calm. His swing plays in so many different against so many different pitchers. He's got real bat to ball skills and can command the zone. Knows what he wants to swing at and stays true to that. He'll be like any other player. I think he'll have some ups and downs throughout the season and continue to adjust. But so far, off to a great start. He's played great defense for us and really been a staple in our lineup that we really need right now.
You had talked to me 2 weeks ago about moving him up in the lineup, and we see him now in the two spot. Are you happy with his approach in the two spot?
Yeah, he's been good. I think I've talked to him a little bit. There's some days when we need a little more, try to stretch the lineup out when maybe some other guys maybe scuffling a little bit. And I've moved him back and forth a couple times, just trying to get back to that long lineup and making sure he's comfortable. But we'll continue to set up what's best, and Happer swing the bat really well in front of him. Wilson's off to a nice start using the whole field. We got to get the guys at the top going. Rivas is starting to swing the bat really well. So once we, you know, figure out who can be consistent, and, you know, the guys that are struggling a little bit, when they work some things out and get back going, Frank's time is not quite there yet. Nick's time is not quite there. You know, some of these guys that are still finding their way, we just got to kind of move them around and try to surround them with some guys that are swinging well. Wisdom's off to a nice start, hitting homers and really carrying his last season into this year.
Happ has got 7 walks in his last 7 games, so that's easy math for me. He's averaging a walk per game. What does that open up when a player is okay with taking walks?
Well, I think that's it's hard to sustain. It's hitting so hard, Lawrence, in this game. And, you know, the great ones get paid a lot of money, and they're in there every day. When you can take your walks and not chase outside the zone, the hitting in general, it's hard to hit outside the zone. So if you're commanding the strike zone, hitting balls, swinging at pitches in the zone, you're going to have more success. When you start chasing outside of that and just trying to put bat on the ball, that's where you can get yourself in trouble. And it's hard to sustain, you know, average in this game. So taking your walks is really important to being a consistent Major League Baseball player. And I think that's what Happer's trying to be. He's picked up, I have really been impressed with his at-bats from both sides. His right-handed swing's been great this year, using off-field. He's got a homer off Max Fried the other day, you know, really locked in off a really good lefty. And then he's been playing phenomenal defense for us. So all around, a great start for Happer and been a real consistent player for us in the middle of our lineup.
Rossi, before I let you go, I had Mark DeRosa on the show a couple weeks ago. I'm glad that you giggled, because he giggled when I said your name. And so I asked him what he thinks of you. Here's what he told me.
I know David very well.
What do you think of him?
I absolutely love the guy. I mean, I'll say this about David Ross. The thing I respect most about him, obviously, is the career he's had, grinding it out, peaks and valleys of being a backup catcher and working himself into a starting catcher and being a mentor and being selfless as a manager and as a player, wanting the best for the guy next to him, even if it took kind of a tough conversation. And there's not too many guys that have the ability to tell you the honest truth, good, bad, or indifferent, and get the same reaction, whether they're telling you the greatest thing or the worst thing. He is just an absolutely awesome guy to be around.
I would agree with that. Do you think that is a fair assessment of David Ross, the manager?
Listen, I love D-Row, and I appreciate those nice words. That's so great. I think, you know, when you start judging yourself, and like, that's for you guys to do. That's for the media. That's for the radio shows. That's for everybody outside.
Sweet.
I try to be myself. You know what I mean? I try to be me. I try to shoot guys straight for sure. I think the one thing that most major league players would tell you is they would just want honesty. They want truth. They want you to shoot them straight. We're at a grown men level, and everybody just wants to know where they stand. And I try to do that. I try to do that as positively as I can. Sometimes those messages, you know, have to be a little bit more stern or have a little bit more, you know, emotion behind them. But for the most part, I just want these guys are trying to make careers. They're trying to win championships for this great organization. I'm trying to do the best I can. My coaching staff works really hard. We just try to support each other and be honest with each other, love each other as much as we can, and try to go out and win ball games.
Rossi, thanks, man. I hope that you play ball tonight, and I'm looking forward to the next time we get a chance to chat.
All right, Lawrence, good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
You got it. That is David Ross, the manager of your Chicago Cubs. That was good. I enjoyed that. I really like Rossi. And you know what? I'm going to put this down on the list for things to talk to him about next time. I want to talk to him about, like, framing. Like, really get into the weeds. This is one of those things where I need to go out to the ballpark and talk with him about talking about this on the show. But I really want to get into the weeds of framing. I'm fascinated by it, and I love to hear everyone's thoughts on what it is. Like, I loved when Grandal talks about it. He's really good at it. I like hearing him discuss it in depth. James McCann was a lot of fun to talk about it with. Joe Maddon. Joe's approach is the one that I can relate to the easiest because it was so visual. He was talking about, you know, those little cups that you use at the water cooler that have the point? He said, put that in the middle of your chest protector and then think about trying to catch the ball inside of the cup. This is like, Joe's a really interesting dude, man. So I want to hear, like, what Rossi, like someone who has been catching in the major leagues for over a decade, like what he thinks of framing and like how to do it. So, Ray, I'm putting it down on my list. You put it down on your list, too, for things I'm going to ask Rossi the next time that I talk to him. It's interesting how many people had similar instances like I did when I was a kid with the dog thing. Like, dog people are interesting to me. Like, people that are all like, oh, dogs are great. And then like you go over to their house and their dog is climbing on you. And you're like, can you get your dog? Your dog's making me uncomfortable. This is making me a little bit anxious. And then they don't understand that, you know, like, they love their dog and their dog loves them. Their dog might not necessarily love me. So, you know, just be easy. Like, dog people, be easy with people. Let people, like, curb your dog and your enthusiasm. And let me build a relationship with your dog instead of the instant relationship that you think is there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, coming up on the show, Alex Brown's going to be on the show today. I'm looking forward to talking to Alex about the Bears draft. Like, Alex is always like, like all over the place. He's like, I'm flying in. The text was at like 4 a.m. because he's like that. So he's going to be on the show at 1 o'clock today, and we are going to talk to him. I didn't do a top five for today. Today is Tuesday, right, Ray? I lose track of it. There is a top five that I've been dying to do, and maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it at 1:20. I want to do a top five on top five hairlines that I'm most jealous of, because there's a bunch that I'm jealous of. So maybe if we have time today around like 1:20 or 1:25, I'm going to do that. All right? We take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Cubs, Sox, what it means, if it means anything. You're more than welcome to text the show, 312-644-6767. This is a great day to listen on 104.3 HD2. It's a great day to listen on the Odyssey app, and it's a great day to hang out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. The reason why is that usually when there's rain or maybe there might be some thunderstorms in the area, the AM signal will get a little crackly. That doesn't happen on the app or on our HD2 signal. You can hear the bass in my voice when you listen on 104.3 HD2. I know not every car has it. Most cars made after, like my car is a 2015 and I have it. Might be time for a new car. Nah. Although I will say, Ray, the Audi e-tron is calling my name. I was driving behind one this past weekend. I was like, maybe that's the move, because this diesel fuel is getting ridiculous out here in these streets. I'll come back. I'll talk Cubs Sox with you next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to 2.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone!
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, baby.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The finale of this homestand. Take a ride with us for game number 4 of the Sox and the Angels series. Strike 3 on a slider. Bottom of the zone. One gone. How about there? Fastball away. Strike 3 and Dylan Cease with bookend punchouts. Away he goes on a heater. Dylan is carving again. Point third. Pass to diving Mayfield. He dove early. Jose's on his way to third. Adele just got there. Jose's coming home. The throw is laid on him. And it's an RBI double for Adam Engel. 0-2. Strike three. He struck Trout out a third time. 2-2. Strike three. There it is. Liam was not messing around. And the Sox shut out the Angels.
Good to see Liam back and looking healthy and getting people out. I don't know if you know this, but the White Sox did a tremendous job against Mike Trout in this four-game series. Yeah, he got a home run, but he also struck out quite a bit. And that's a good thing. Six strikeouts. Vince Velasquez got him on Saturday, which was crazy because he then got Shohei Ohtani right after that. I was in the house for that. And then four strikeouts for Mike Trout yesterday. Dylan Cease is... I was saying a couple days ago that the White Sox needed a performance from Dylan Cease where he goes seven innings, and that's what he did. He looks to be in full command of all of the things that he's good at right now, which is great news. It's wonderful news for the White Sox. Coming up tonight, and all indications are that there will be a game tonight between the Cubs and the White Sox. The matchup, the pitching matchup, is Smiley versus the White Sox lineup, Kopech versus the Cubs lineup. Then tomorrow will be Hendricks versus the White Sox lineup and Giolito versus the Cubs lineup. I feel like the advantage, because Kyle Hendricks is out of sorts right now, is probably with the Cubs, with the White Sox. The thing about Hendricks, though, that I am concerned as a White Sox fan about going into this game is that Kyle's smart, and he can look at what the White Sox offense has been over the last month of games and go, oh, there's a offense that is trying desperately to ambush pitchers. And so, can I get them to hit pitcher's pitches early in counts? The win was really, had they lost the series to the Angels, the series split to me was a big deal. And the fact that they got exceptional pitching in yesterday's game is great. The offense has still got some issues. It's still a little bit broken, and they've got to figure out how to fix all of this stuff, and they got to do it soon. You start looking at what guys are doing outside of TA and Vaughn, that lineup's rough. And this is, I was over at White Sox on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I kind of went and sat in the stands, but I did, I talked with some people on my way in and on my way out. Sunday, I had it as more of like a work day. I went and hung out inside the clubhouse, wanted to get the vibe in the clubhouse, see what was going on, sit in on a Tony La Russa press conference, which is interesting, and talk to some people that I hadn't talked to in a while because I haven't really worked games. I've gone to a few. I've worked a couple of Cubs games, last year. I wanted to show my face to Rossi, that sort of thing. I got to tell you, I was surprised at how good the vibe is in the White Sox clubhouse is still. Maybe that's them being confident, being like, we know that we're good, and once we get our parts back, then we'll be good. I think that's what a lot of White Sox fans are holding on to, is that you look at it and go, how can you be bad when you have Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson and Lucas Giolito and Luis Robert? And in a couple months, Eloy. And when we were talking with Fegan yesterday, he brought up that he thinks that we're past the rehab portion of Lance Lynn, and we're now in the space where he's just getting his arm and body ready to come back and get into the middle of this rotation. They still have a lot of questions. Most of the questions revolve, I think, most of the questions with the White Sox revolve around their lineup, and why they're struggling to hit consistently, why they're struggling with some situational at-bats. And I do wonder if where they're at philosophically, the idea of being aggressive, like the aggression at the plate, trying to get to the pitcher before the pitchers can get to you, if that means that they're going to struggle in games when they don't hit the ball out of the yard because they're not in positions to take walks. They're not letting at bats go long enough to take walks. And I actually do like, and I think understand the premise behind it, but you have to be willing to take your walks. Not everyone can be Tim Anderson. Like Tim can, let's see, Tim's hitting 330 right now or something like, let me take a look. I'm going to guess he's hitting 330. My guess is that his on base is around like 345. Okay. All right. I'm going to look. He's 346. Tim hits his way on. Like he's going to hit his way to a 340 on base with a couple of walks sprinkled in. He's an aggressive hitter. And what I wish that everyone, not everyone has the talent that Tim Anderson has, but I do wish that people would use his approach. If you've been watching White Sox baseball lately, what's Tim Anderson been doing? Hitting the ball to right field. You want to go outside? You want to pitch him outside? He is more than willing to punch a ball into the gap or over the second baseman's head. And I know that it is part of his talent, but I wish that people would take more of an approach that's similar to what his approach is at the plate. Go the other way. See what happens. Make some things happen. Be aggressive, but be aggressive early in the count to push to right field if you're a right-handed hitter instead of trying to go yakatow over the left field wall. Because apparently the ball that is in play right now is not going to allow for you to go yakatow over the left field wall as much as you thought. Ray, did you think it was crazy that I asked the Rossi the question about like lack of sunlight and stuff?
Oh, not at all, because this is something we've actually heard Steve Stone talk about hitting in the cold and the lack of the sunlight. I totally get that. It's depressing. There's a lot of, you know, every team is using like mental skills coaches and all of that, exploring the mental side of the game. I think it's totally, totally valid.
Yeah, like I wanted to, because I know that it affects like the general population. We need to see the sun. Like it's a big deal.
If you're not happy, you're not going to perform well across in anything you're doing. And how about trying to hit a baseball that's coming at you super fast? I mean, got to be in the right headspace.
That's why I dip out to Phoenix a lot, because it's rare that I've gone there and it's been cloudy. And you get a couple hours of that and you're like, oh, you know what? Things are going to be all right. Like even this morning. And I'm, you know, usually I get up and I'm like, all right, let's get at it. And this morning I was like, man, do I feel like going in today? Do I feel like going to the gym? Like all of this stuff. And through April, all of us fought through it. And now here we are in May. And it's this. We don't even know if the other part, just real quick. Why are the Cubs and Sox playing today and tomorrow? I get that they have to be two-game series, so that doesn't give you a ton of flexibility. There's a part of me that wishes that you just make it a four-game series. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's going to happen. Thursday and Friday, the Cubs will be at the White Sox. Saturday and Sunday, the White Sox will be at the Cubs. And there you go. It seems super early for this and also a little bit disappointing because both teams are 9-13. Like what a strange way for us to talk about the Cubs versus the White Sox, the 9-13 Cubs. Wait, you know what? You could say it differently though. Hold on. Let me try real quick. The 9-13 Cubs are looking up, right? The 9-13 White Sox are looking for a series win. You know, because they're different places because of expectations. The Chicago Cubs are coming off a win against Corbin Burns. The White Sox had to scramble for a series split against Joe Madden's Angels. Like, the one thing I love about this place, like the score in general, is that we don't have to fake it. We don't have to act like this is the biggest thing in the world when we kind of don't feel like it's the biggest thing in the world. It's just weird, like, to look on your calendar and be like, oh, the Cubs and the Sox are playing? That used to be a thing, man. On these airwaves, you have, like, the like boxing bell and stuff promoting the game. The Cubs and the White Sox are going to play. Which side of town are you on? Glenview? That's not a part of the city. Ray, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be one of those days. It's one of those days when your host is going to be a goofball. And that's okay. Alex Brown will join me at 1 o'clock. We'll get, like, super serious and, like, break down the draft and all that stuff. But I do want to talk a little bit more about this and the concept of the lens that we view individual achievement from and team achievement from because of expectations. Oh, and I got my list of five guys whose hairlines I'm envious of. Although one of them I have a question about, and I might need to replace him, but we'll get to that, okay? That'll be my top five today. Alex joins me at one. More baseball talk on the other side of this. You're listening to The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
April showers bring May flowers. So we had a tough little April, personally and as a team. And now we're starting to turn around. Obviously, the five-run inning last night, I think, was the precursor. And then watching the guys do it today and come through an extra run late, which is huge. And then, I mean, I don't think you can say enough about what Cease has been able to do the last all year, to be honest. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
White Sox closer Liam Hendricks talking about the start of the season for the White Sox, them winning that game, shutting out the Angels as they get ready to take on the Cubs tonight. You will hear the game here on The Score. The scheduled time for it is, what, 6:40? We'll see. They're going to play, I think, and Rossi seemed pretty confident that they're going to play. I don't know how much fun that's going to be, like slogging around in that outfield. And I know that they did a great job with kind of changing the drainage that goes on at Wrigley Field, but it's been raining all damn day. And it's pretty much going to stop right before they start playing. So I can't imagine that it's going to be a lot of fun. I was saying to Dan yesterday that it was jarring to wake up and look at the standings in the American League Central and see the White Sox being 4.5 games out of first place. I understand it's the first week of May. I've gotten really tired of all of whenever you levy any criticism against the White Sox, the idea of it's early is the seemingly the only good argument that people want to make. It's really a terrible argument. What's scary about them being 4.5 games back, before we start talking about how the White Sox are playing, how about we take a look at how the Minnesota Twins are playing? The Twins, I want to say, were on a 7-game winning streak, and then they lost, and now they're on a 3-game win streak. They're 14-9. Their pitching has been better than what most people thought they were doing. And if the White Sox have to fight to win the division, are they capable of doing it? And with the way that they're built up, I've got questions about that. I've got questions. And I'm not someone that thinks that you can throw away months. And I understand it's abbreviated month, but they threw away April. They just threw it away. Do you remember how impactful, like, that April was last year, the year Mean saved for them. I'm not here to tell you they're not going to win the division. I still would bet on them to win the division, I think. I just know that some of the stuff that has plagued them, and I was happy to see like the defense was a little bit cleaner yesterday. Some of the stuff that has plagued them has been evident inside of the 2022 season. Stuff that was happening in 2020, stuff that happened last year, has popped back up. I wonder how many games they would have won if their defense was just a little bit cleaner. Like, you know, not averaging an error a game. Because that's where they're at right now. And even in games when they don't have errors, they've had misfires and misplays and stuff. It's weird. Like, the lens that we view both of these seasons, you look at the Cubs, and you say, all right, there's some good things that are happening for the Cubs. Like Marcus Stroman has been pretty good his last two times out. Ian Happ has been fantastic. Seiya Suzuki is the rookie of the month in the National League. And for a team with no real expectation, even sitting there with the exact same record that the White Sox have, you go, all right. You can see some things like percolating to the top. You can see that so far their scouts were dead on about Seiya Suzuki. And Ian Happ is becoming not just a pretty good ball player, but a leader on that team. And you're getting the Marcus Stroman that you were hoping you were getting after two kind of uneven starts. His last two have been terrific. I think it's 13 innings with two earned runs in his last two. So you see it. Robertson's closed games for them and has been really good at the back end. You do wish that some of the younger players, Seiya was rookie, but he's 27, that you were getting a little bit more out of them. Like, you'd love to see Nico Horner take that next step. You'd love to see Madrigal stop striking out, because what is it to do if you don't hit 300? These are legit questions. When we look at the White Sox 9-13, because you were expecting their division is better, and I've made that case since the offseason, every one of these teams is just a little bit better, so the road for the White Sox might be that much harder. And what I mean by that is a game here or there. You look at the Royals and Cleveland, Minnesota especially, and Detroit. If each of them is a game or two better this year, it makes it more difficult for the White Sox. And right now, the White Sox have to climb out of this in May. I will tell you that having talked to a couple of people over there on Sunday, they know that it wasn't done maliciously. Like, no one set out to do this to the White Sox. But they are a little like, man, have you looked at our schedule? Have you looked at, we don't play in any domes or warm weather cities till the middle of June? Isn't that weird? It is. It's incredibly weird. And they've got to figure out a way to rise above it. Expectations, man, it changes perception. The Bears had a draft. There's perception issues there, too. Was it good or not? I'm not sure. Alex Brown is going to help me get to the bottom of that, and we're going to talk Bears next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
April showers bring May flowers. So we had a tough little April, personally and as a team. And now we're starting to turn around. Obviously, the five-run inning last night, I think, was the precursor. And then watching the guys do it today and come through an extra run late, which is huge. And then, I mean, I don't think you can say enough about what Cease's been able to do the last whole year, to be honest. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
White Sox closer Liam Hendricks talking about the start of the season for the White Sox, them winning that game, shutting out the Angels as they get ready to take on the Cubs tonight. You will hear the game here on The Score. The scheduled time for it is, what, 6:40? We'll see. They're going to play, I think, and Rossi seemed pretty confident that they're going to play. I don't know how much fun that's going to be, like slogging around in that outfield. And I know that they did a great job with kind of changing the drainage that goes on at Wrigley Field, but it's been raining all damn day. And it's pretty much going to stop right before they start playing. So I can't imagine that it's going to be a lot of fun. I was saying to Dan yesterday that it was jarring to wake up and look at the standings in the American League Central and see the White Sox being 4.5 games out of first place. I understand it's the first week of May. I've gotten really tired of all of whenever you levy any criticism against the White Sox, the idea of it's early is the seemingly the only good argument that people want to make. It's really a terrible argument. What's scary about them being 4.5 games back, before we start talking about how the White Sox are playing, how about we take a look at how the Minnesota Twins are playing? The Twins, I want to say, were on a 7-game winning streak, and then they lost, and now they're on a 3-game win streak. They're 14-9. Their pitching has been better than what most people thought they were doing. And if the White Sox have to fight to win the division, are they capable of doing it? And with the way that they're built up, I've got questions about that. I've got questions. And I'm not someone that thinks that you can throw away months. And I understand it's abbreviated month, but they threw away April. They just threw it away. Do you remember how impactful, like, that April was last year, the year mean save for them? I'm not here to tell you they're not going to win the division. I still would bet on them to win the division, I think. I just know that some of the stuff that has plagued them, and I was happy to see like the defense was a little bit cleaner yesterday. Some of the stuff that has plagued them has been evident inside of the 2022 season. Stuff that was happening in 2020, stuff that happened last year, has popped back up. I wonder how many games they would have won if their defense was just a little bit cleaner. Like, you know, not averaging an error a game. Because that's where they're at right now. And even in games when they don't have errors, they've had misfires and misplays and stuff. It's weird. Like, the lens that we view both of these seasons, you look at the Cubs and you say, all right, there's some good things that are happening for the Cubs. Like, Marcus Stroman has been pretty good his last two times out. Ian Happ has been fantastic. Seiya Suzuki is the rookie of the month in the National League. And for a team with no real expectation, even sitting there with the exact same record that the White Sox have, you go, all right. You can see some things like percolating to the top. You can see that so far their scouts were dead on about Seiya Suzuki. And Ian Happ is becoming not just a pretty good ball player, but a leader on that team. And you're getting the Marcus Stroman that you were hoping you were getting after two kind of uneven starts. His last two have been terrific. I think it's 13 innings with two earned runs in his last two. So you see it. Robertson's closed games for them and has been really good at the back end. You do wish that some of the younger players, Seiya was rookie, but he's 27, that you were getting a little bit more out of them. Like, you'd love to see Nico Horner take that next step. You'd love to see Madrigal stop striking out, because what is it you do if you don't hit 300? These are legit questions. But when we look at the White Sox 9-13, because you were expecting, their division is better, and I've made that case since the offseason. Every one of these teams is just a little bit better, so the road for the White Sox might be that much harder. And what I mean by that is a game here or there. You look at the Royals and Cleveland, Minnesota especially, and Detroit. If each of them is a game or two better this year, it makes it more difficult for the White Sox. And right now, the White Sox have to climb out of this in May. I will tell you that having talked to a couple of people over there on Sunday, they know that it wasn't done maliciously. Like, no one set out to do this to the White Sox. But they are a little like, man, have you looked at our schedule? Have you looked at, we don't play in any domes or warm weather cities till the middle of June? Isn't that weird? It is. It's incredibly weird. And they've got to figure out a way to rise above it. Expectations, man, it changes perception. The Bears had a draft. There's perception issues there, too. Was it good or not? I'm not sure. Alex Brown is going to help me get to the bottom of that, and we're going to talk Bears next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.